91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
Welcome to In Touch with Quinty. I'm Leila Nasser. As beautiful as giving birth is, the aftermath can leave a woman's body with a multitude of issues that are still taboo to talk about. I met with the owner of CrossFit Belleville, Breanne Blakely, and trainer Ophelia Davis to break the ice of talking about common postpartum concerns. You'll hear a couple of terms that may be new to you, so I'll define them now before the podcast begins. Incontinence is when a woman leaks urine postpartum, and diastasis recti is caused by the abdomen muscles separating while pregnant. It can make a woman look like she's carrying extra weight after birth. CrossFit Belleville is offering a new 6-week postpartum course for women to educate them and guide them towards getting back into shape. I start by asking Breanne and Ophelia to tell me a little bit about what the course is. Here we go.
It definitely entails CrossFit things into our fitness, but it's meant for the postpartum and the pregnant athlete. There's a lot of taboo subjects that kind of go around with postpartum and pregnancy, and physicians tell us to keep doing what we're doing, but there are some things to watch out for and things that we want to be careful doing. So this really allows women to keep up with their fitness, which is something that we're really seeing a big wave of, and still enjoy doing fitness and really be careful of the things that we should be careful of.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have anything to add to that?
I think it's like a lot of women that actually are in the program now, they do have a history of being active, being in the gym. And I think it's important for them to come back, and I think it's empowering for them as well. They've just had a baby, most of them, the majority. So I think it's important for them to get back into the gym, being active and empowering, so they know, you know, what's going to be good for their body and get their body back to, you know, where they were before.
So. Absolutely. So what if there is a mom who just had a child and doesn't really have a strong background in working out or health and wellness, how does that work in terms of like how you teach certain, you know, workouts and such?
Well, the nice thing about this program is that every 2 weeks, usually it's a 6-week program, the program kind of builds. So we begin with learning the fundamentals, a breathing strategy that we can incorporate into all the movements that we'll be doing. We usually do body weight exercise, so we won't bring in things like kettlebells and things like that. So it really allows people to build. There's also a lot of scale backs, like things like burpees. We won't actually do a burpee on the floor, we'll do one on the wall. So depending on the fitness level, we can always accustom to that. And so that way it does help every woman from any kind of background to come and to experience the program.
It is twice weekly, so the women will be coming in. They come in Tuesdays, Thursdays, hour-long class.
And it does include care for your baby, if you bring your baby too. So when the baby cries or anything like that, the helpers do help. So
that's kind of my favorite part of it, is to be able to cuddle and hold a baby.
They're so cute. I know. What I witnessed today too, it was so awesome just to see how you dealt with the kids and were there with them. So did you notice that there was a need for this type of support in Belleville?
Definitely. I think, pelvic floor physiotherapy is very new to some people. I think, you know, these symptoms are normal. A lot of us do suffer from them, and there is, you know, there's help out there.
So what is the pelvic floor?
If you think of your pelvic floor as like a bowl, it's holding all your parts in up, right? So your bladder, your uterus, your vagina, like it's holding everything. So once that pelvic floor becomes weak, which usually is caused by, you know, having a baby in your belly, then that's when things can start falling out of your pelvic floor. And that's,
fully contract, and it can't fully release.
Yeah, so it's like an elastic that's been, you know, stretched too much. It just doesn't have any purpose anymore. So if you're keeping your pelvic floor intact, strong, then it really helps. And that's where your abs come in too. Like, it really helps just keep everything tight. So if you have strong abs and it's just holding that bowl up, right?
So can you educate those who may not know what pelvic floor issues, about what it actually is?
That's actually, the first week. We spend about half an hour of each class lecturing, and we do talk about the common, they're actually called childbirth injuries now, so like the diastasis recti, pelvic floor prolapse, incontinence, like Breanne was talking about. And we talk about how those are common, but they're not normal. Like, there's that's two different things. And really kind of take away the shyness of the issues and let women know that it is fixable. It's a really easy problem to fix once we know the solution.
What do you hope to accomplish by the end of the course?
Just more awareness, really, for these problems that so many women deal with, and just the comfortable aspect of being able to come out and say that you have these problems. And to know that it's okay, it's fixable. I know that's where my passion comes from, because like Brianne was saying, 3 years ago I went through things like diastasis recti and pelvic floor prolapse, and I had to dig so deep to find information on it. And even in the last 3 years, I mean, I can Google those words and there's a lot of information now, but it's just beginning to come out. So just to create awareness and help women know that there's information out there, and it's okay to have these things.
Absolutely. You mentioned breathing techniques, and I think that's really, really awesome, really interesting. But would you be able to kind of give me a breakdown of what a breathing technique is like?
Yeah, so we incorporate the piston breath strategy, which is a breathing strategy designed by Julie Weeb, which is a very famous pelvic floor therapist in the women's health world. So she's incorporated a technique that really involves your entire body working as a system. And it's more than just a Kegel, because you're not just contracting some muscles, you're just really making sure that your body's working like an elastic band. So what we're trying to incorporate when we do a piston breath, we breathe in, and we breathe in through our nose. On exhale, we incorporate our transverse abdominals, so we squeeze inward, and we lift our pelvic floor. So we don't want a contraction like a Kegel, we really want a lift. And that's on exhale. So we're trying to incorporate that kind of breathing in many of the impact movements. And it just really helps our body get ready for that impact. If you're suffering from a diastasis recti, it really helps your abs stay together, not stay separate, you know, like a zipper on a hoodie would kind of like explode, right? Like, we want everything to stay intact. And then it helps our pelvic floor also stay contracted and strong through those movements.
Do you find that there's like a lot of struggle around that, or?
Yeah, actually even for myself, when I learned about it, it was completely the opposite of how I was used to breathing. The inhale and the exhale and what's supposed to contract was, like I said, the opposite of what I had always been doing. And I find some women too, when they've been learning about the piston, that's how they feel as well. So it's kind of, there is a learning curve a little bit to learning the piston breath, but once you know it, then I mean, you can incorporate while you're driving, doing dishes. Like, it's a super natural thing to do.
So is that something that you consistently do yourself now, or?
Yes, yeah, okay. Always.
And do you find that makes a difference?
Definitely, yeah. Just like little things like healing my diastasis and incontinence, especially like keeping your pelvic floor tight.
Right.
And it even helps with intimacy too. So
wonderful.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Okay. What are some of the most common questions you get from women postpartum?
I think a lot of women, we need to remember that postpartum is forever. So people that are still struggling with some of those symptoms 20 years later, like, we get, well, is this program okay for me? I mean, I had my baby 20 years ago. And the answer is yes. Yeah, because postpartum is forever. And they don't need to be struggling with these symptoms. It's not normal. Really, anyone with a pelvic floor, I think, would really benefit from it.
Right, and I am aware that there are women who have pelvic floor issues who haven't even had children yet. So what are the do's and don'ts postpartum? I would say, like, shortly, like, not 20 years later, but, like, maybe the first year or whatever.
Right. Well, of course, you want to be cleared by your OB or midwife before you start any heavy workout. So that's usually between 6 to 8 weeks you can resume fitness. The biggest do's and don'ts, really, I know the biggest don't that I did for myself was just putting strength on your stress pressure mm-hmm. on your abdomen. When you're trying to heal your abs, anything that's overworking it is actually going to make it worse. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not strengthening your abdomen that way, you're actually also putting pressure on your back, mm-hmm. which can lead to back injuries, mm-hmm. which is no fun, especially when you have a baby and toddler and things like mm-hmm. that. So that's really the biggest don't I can think of. Mm-hmm. I try to really stress to the girls to risk over reward. Mm-hmm. Like, it might feel okay to do that movement right now. And maybe you'd love to say that you can still, you know, do your overhead squats or things like that, but you know, what's your risk over your reward? Like, how about you just, you know, maybe wait a couple more months and then you can really feel your movement properly.
Right. So, yeah. So what are the implications of doing like an ab workout when you're not supposed to?
It can actually make your diastasis worse.
Okay.
It's more, diastasis recti is more than just a physical, you kind of end up creating the mom pooch and it's kind of coning and it's not nice, but it's also, it can create a lot of damage on your back, like
right.
I said.
Right.
I know myself, I've literally dealt with every
right.
textbook problem after
right.
my, and I've always been a fit person, so I really didn't understand why this was all happening to me. And it was, I think what it was is just I wasn't informed, I didn't educate myself enough, and since we are in that pendulum swing where women are doing a lot of fitness during their pregnancy, it's important that everyone is informed so that those kinds of problems don't happen.
And how did you overcome your specific situation?
Well, at the time there wasn't a lot of information, so I did a lot of digging, a lot of searching. There's like a tsunami of information that was available on my dining room table. I self-diagnosed myself for those problems, and even physicians that I saw, they kind of dismissed the problem because they weren't really trained to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I researched the fact that a pelvic floor therapist is a thing, and we had one in Belleville,
mm-hmm.
that I was like, all right, there's my solution. And I went to see her, and within 3 months she had fixed most of my problems.
Wow.
So yeah, and then I started incorporating the fitness aspects, the exercises that heal those problems, and it took a year to get there, but after that it was just like 3-6 months maybe, and I was almost back to my old self.
Wow, that's amazing. Have you encountered any situations similar, or?
Most recently, after my first, again, I didn't know it was, you know, I didn't know, I thought it was normal. It wasn't until I had my second, 3 years ago now, and it was prolonged. I had the lower back issues, and I thought it was, you know, something to do with my lower back, tight lower back, sore lower back, but it wasn't until I saw, again, a physiotherapist from the women's health team at BHC that, you know, the underlying cause was not what I thought it was. It was actually pelvic floor induced. So, yeah, it wasn't until second baby that I knew, okay, something's not right. And I actually didn't go to her for that issue.
Oh.
I thought it was something else. But it was just because I had prolonged it that it created that lower back issue.
Right.
And I think that's very common with
mm-hmm.
a lot of women when they talk about lower back issues. It's not usually what they think it is. And so mine, for instance, was related to pelvic floor.
It's all like interconnected, right?
Yeah,
all the muscles,
all,
yeah. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. If you could send a message to women who've just had children or who have had children in general, what would be the most important piece of information that you could leave them with?
Honestly, in Europe, it's actually standard for women to go see a pelvic floor therapist, just like it is to go see your OB or your midwife right after birth.
Mm-hmm.
And that really should be a thing here too. So as women, you know, even if you feel fine, or, you know, you're not peeing yourself when you're sneezing or whatever, like, go see a pelvic floor therapist. Get her to assess you,
mm-hmm.
and chances are something might be wrong. Or she might even just make sure that you're careful in some aspects. And yeah, that's really my, just make sure that before you go back to your journey of being a mom, you're not harmed.
Thank you so much for the information. It's been wonderful, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to this week's In Touch with Quinny. We'll be back in 7 days with another episode.
This has been In Touch with Quinty, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.